Okay, you just heard Skylark with their brand new single Belzebu. It's off of their new EP, which is out right now. It's out right now on a label out of Italy called Underground Symphony, and it's in a nice little digipack 4-track EP. It's got Belzebu, which is from their upcoming album Divine Gates Part 1, Gate of Hell. Also on the album, a song called Among the Clouds. And also a song featuring Rob Tyrant from Labyrinth, A Star in the Universe, and also a track from Eddie Antonini's solo album, a track called Twilight. Kind of cool, good Italian metal. Sounds much better than their previous material. They've really done a lot to clean up production, sound a lot more professional, and much better, just in general. Anyhow, you've tuned into another edition of Metal Meltdown here on Metal Meltdown Online, trying to keep the show up to date and up here on the site much more often than it has been before. So that's why we got such a quick turnaround on shows here. Right now I've got something off the new Angel Dust album. The album is called Bleed. Going to play the first track off the album, which is the title track. Pretty cool stuff. It's out on Century Media. Check it out. Here's Bleed by Angel Dust.
make the people hold each other's hands and fill their hearts with truth. You made up your mind, so do as divine. Put on your armor, rigged up to fight. Hold up your sword, you leave in the light. Make yourself ready. You're wearing red, but your eyes don't agree. Willow the wisps, misguiding your path. You can't throw a curse without taking the wrath. Watch out for the seeds of hatred and sin. Running down your neck, and the trolls of voiceless from around your back, guided by spells from the old seer's hands. Your suffering pain only still can't stand. Stay away.
disease, disease, my friend, for this whole world's in devil's hand. Disease, 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 my friend, for the key or you may die. Disease, 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 my friend, for this whole world in devil's hand. Disease, 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 my friend, for the key or you may die.
Seal off his hands.
Okay, just heard a Halloween track. That was Keeper of the Seven Keys. Classic Halloween there, going out by request to a guy who calls himself the Holy Grail. Really wanted to hear that song, so I figured, what the hell, take up a good 12 or 13 minutes of the show and play it. It's a classic track. If you don't like that, then I don't know what you've been smoking. But that, of course, is the track off of Keeper of the Seven Keys, Part 2, released back in the 80s. One of the classic power metal releases. Every week I might actually start putting in an older kind of classic power metal song just to kind of remind you of where everything has come from back in the 80s and even the early 90s. So we'll see how that works out. Anyhow, before the Halloween track, you heard Angel Dust with their title track off their new album, Bleed, as I said, out on Century Media. If you want to request anything, as always, just email me, drmetal@metalmeltdown.com. Right now I've got a yet another Iron Maiden cover. This is a cover of The Prisoner, done by a band called Mesmerized. It's off of yet another tribute album to Iron Maiden. This one is called Children of the Damned. It's out on an Italian label called Adrenaline Records. I actually got it the other day. It's a double CD set. It's got like, I don't know, 12, 13 tracks on it or so. Some cool songs that they cover on here that weren't covered on the two tribute albums put out by Dwell Records. And they weren't covered on the Japanese tribute that was put out a couple years ago with bands like Nocturnal Rites, In Flames, Therion, a couple other bands like that. And unlike the Dwell Records tributes, which basically had a bunch of crappy no-name death metal bands on there, this one actually has some bands who try to capture the original spirit of some of the Iron Maiden tracks. So it's actually a really good tribute, in my opinion. A couple of the tracks aren't very well produced, and they sound kind of cheap and crappy in that sense, but the actual singing and music and everything is pretty cool, and this track is no exception to that, of course. The other nice thing about this tribute is that it's double CD. The first CD's got all the Iron Maiden tracks. The second CD actually has songs by these bands, so you kind of get an idea of what these bands do otherwise, besides the Iron Maiden cover, which is also kind of cool because these bands don't sound bad, actually. Anyhow, check that out. Here's The Prisoner, done by a band called Mesmerize. We'll be right back. you just heard back-to-back tracks off of the Dio tribute album. You just heard Kill the King, done by Primal Fear, and before that, the first track off of the tribute, Don't Talk to Strangers, by Blind Guardian. As I said last week on the show, the Dio tribute is very excellent. A lot of excellent power metal bands on there, Stradivarius, Angel Dust, Primal Fear, Blind Guardian, Yngwie Malmsteen, Gamma Ray, Gravedigger, any band you'd really want on a tribute album. Actually, it's featured on here. It's a double CD set out in Europe. It's supposed to be coming out in the U.S. Early next year, probably it'll be coming out for sure as a single CD. They'll probably be cutting a couple tracks off of there. So I would recommend just picking it up on import because you might as well. It's got two CDs, really nicely done, and you get it a lot earlier than you would if you got it here in the States, and it's got more tracks on it. Anyhow, before that, you heard an Iron Maiden cover. That was Mesmerized doing The Prisoner, and that's off the new Iron Maiden tribute album called Children of the Damned. As I said before, right now I've got two tracks off the Iced Earth live album. I got the three CD set finally this week. It's all a digipack. It's called Alive in Athens, and it's actually very cool, put out on Century Media. This one also I'd recommend picking up on import because you get the three CDs and the nice digipack as opposed to the two CDs you would get here in the States. Every Iced Earth song you'd ever want to hear basically is on this three CD set. If you haven't been a big fan of Iced Earth except for their newer stuff, pick this up. You get a good idea of where the band has come from over the years. Got Watching Over Me coming at you right now. This is off of originally done on Something Wicked This Way Comes, but the live version is very cool. As I said, 3DC. It's a three CD digipack over in Europe on Century Media. Very, very cool. Great live band. I've seen them live a couple times. And here in the States, of course, they only get a couple hundred people at their shows if they're lucky. But over in Greece, at these sold-out shows, they're at places with thousands of people, which is kind of amazing considering it's an American band playing over in Greece. But I guess it happens with most bands that go over to Europe, actually. They do a lot better over there than they do over here. Anyhow, without further ado, here's some Iced Earth for you.
This one's called Watching Over Me.
Tragic night, he died. The saddest time of my life. For weeks and weeks I cried. Through the anger and through the tears, I felt his spirit through the years. I'd swear he's watching me, guiding me through hard times. I feel it once again. It's overwhelming me. The spirit's like the wind. The angel's guiding me. Oh, I know.
Oh,
travel through the astral plane. I see the break ahead. As though the sky is bursting flames before the storm I tread. Lightning breaks across the sky, blackish blue at night. Riders ride on dismal clouds, I scream at heaven's lights. I wanna hear you laugh.
Version of Storm Rider and Watching Over Me, by both by Iced Earth. Those are off the second CD of their three CD live album called Alive in Athens, which is out on Century Media over in Europe. Three CDs, as I said, over here in the States, two CDs. Going to end off the show with a request. This goes out to a couple people. Wanted to hear Gravedigger very badly. They've been emailing me over the past couple of weeks. So I finally decided to give in and play some Gravedigger. This is Rebellion, the Clans are Marching, and this is off of their album, which is called Tunes of War, which was put out a few years ago on Gun Records. They've got a new album called Excalibur coming out pretty soon, also on Gun Records, and hopefully within the next couple of weeks we'll have that for you to play a couple tracks off of there. Anyhow, here's some Gravedigger going out by request. If you want to request anything, of course, email me, drmetal@metalmeltdown.com. We'll be back very soon with another show. Plenty of new stuff to play for you, actually. Too much to fit into an hour, so expect in a few days to get another show up here with more brand new heavy metal. And until then, check out the site, check up on all the interviews that are up there. And of course, until next week, stay metal, stay cool. Let's